In today's episode, we're going to talk about when is the best time to buy your rental equipment. So make sure you stay tuned and learn more. So Eddie, when's the best time to buy your rental equipment?
Well, that depends really.
On what?
Well, are we looking for this discounted value, or we're talking about like the best time in financial operations?
No, I mean like time of the year.
What time of the year? Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it depends, because like I think everybody, well, some people are busy year round. Other people, there you say it slows down for the winter season. Also, and like in Chicago, it freezes over there and has like feet and feet of snow. So I think there are certain times that they operate more.
Okay, let's go with the cheapest.
The cheapest? Well, I think the cheapest is like around December until February, I believe.
Okay, so right now.
So yeah, right now, it's probably gonna be your best bet. Like, most people are having deals. I know they have that what's it called? The show that they do in Florida.
Rental Con? I'm joking.
I might as well be Rental Con. No, it's called like
AARP?
No. I forgot, but we're talking about going one time, but we're like, yeah, it's okay.
It's in Orlando, right?
Yeah, it's in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
But I know they have like a lot of deals going on, and then they carry that over after the show is over. They carry that over to usually to like February or so. Same thing with tents and stuff like that. Some manufacturers they do like the sales, because right now it's probably slow and everybody, you know, for the most part, is hunkering down and holding on to their money. They don't really want to let go of it because, you know, they're worried about, you know, will it last until when the bookings start to show. So generally this is when the deals start happening, but also like in operation, that's why I was like, what do you mean? Like
operational,
you know, operationals, like, cause it all depends too. If you're busy all year, then you really don't, you won't have to worry about operational. You'll just jump on the
opportunity
once it presents itself for the discounts and stuff like that. But like for the other guys that like, you know, they're slow, because of weather or, you know, people stop renting for a certain season, then I would say I'd say spring,
right before the get busy.
Yeah, because then once you see like the light, you can go ahead and feel comfortable and start spending money.
Yeah. Unless you save up all the money throughout the year.
If you save the money, like what you should.
Yeah.
Then you can
like
buy
in, like it says in the checklist. If you save like it says in checklist, you can jump on opportunity when it's the cheapest.
Yeah,
for
which
you.
Is to be the winter time. But if not, then the spring, because what's going to happen is everybody's starting to jump on, because once they start seeing bookings rolling through, everybody's like, oh, I don't have this, or I need this, or oh, I got a real big demand for this, or a lot of opportunities start happening, and then you can miss out if you can't get the products, which happens a lot. If somebody can't get, you know, chairs or tables or a tent, or, you know, sometimes they'll miss out on an opportunity that otherwise they would have had if they already had the product pre-hand. So, you know, just depends on what size your company is and what model you're running with.
Yeah, so if you're running with the model that's in the checklist, you probably purchase once or twice a year. I think what we're starting to get, we used to be on the, before we created this model, we were on the part when opportunity comes up, we buy whenever it is right there. But now, since, you know, you got to be responsible, you know, and stuff like that, you know, you have a certain amount of money that you need in your business bank account, which for a lot of people should be, you know, it should be whatever their unearned revenue is, plus, you know, probably that month's expenses, and then anything after that, you know, if you have stuff to the side, 25% of your profit, 50% of profit that you pay yourself, another 50 you pay back to the company to reinvest, then you just go from the reinvest money and you don't have any issues on it at all, and you just, that's how you work, and you just keep going like that and then do what you got to do and never issue. Also, you could pull out loans if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Just make sure they're long-term loans so you're not having to pay stuff back really fast, which we've been there too. Nothing wrong with that either. It is what it is. Sometimes you got opportunity, you gotta take it right then.
Yeah.
Right there. But Eddie, so since we're talking about the best time, so what else is good to do during the winter?
As far as like purchases or just like overall just what you should be doing?
Overall what you should be doing.
I think the best part is to reflect, I guess, kinda like you used to play football, so it's like running film.
Yeah.
You say, all right, guys, last year, this is what we did. This is what we could have done better. See where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are. And then, well, there's two different philosophies, too, because, you always say you should, if you're good at doing something, just do it even better. But also, if you can kind of go ahead and get your processes down that way, like start next year when it starts getting busy. Because I know one thing, once you start running and gunning, because we've been there before, it's really hard to like sit down and write down all these processes. Like, oh, this is what we should do. Or
and even harder to implement them.
Yeah, exactly. Implement them, because you're going to be running all over the place. If you're running the operation yourself, you're running all over the place. You're doing the orders, you're taking the orders, all that good stuff. So it's really hard to focus and say, okay, well, this is what we should do moving forward. So the best thing is, like, when it's slow, you spend a little time with your family and whatnot, or, do little things here and there. But the best thing to do is go ahead and write these processes down. That way, when the ball starts rolling, you already know the game plan and what to roll with. So that's the best thing. Then also, like, maintaining your equipment,
painting them chairs,
painting the chairs, those things are chipped or, starting to get some rust, go ahead and give it some TLC. We try to do it like every quarter, but this is the best time you can like really get the details in. Cause it's not like,
pull that pressure washer out.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like, 5,000 white chairs are going to go out next week. It's something that you can like even do in batches and then put them up on your, well, it depends on if you have, but I know we have pallet racks. You just put them on the rack and plastic wrap them and put them up.
Yeah. But, it takes like how many days it takes to,
a couple of days to cure.
Okay.
Well, if it's really cold and your warehouse is really cold, not heated, then it might take a little longer.
Yeah. So for people up north, they might just need to let them sit longer. But if you're up north, most likely you're not really renting much out right now either. From the people we know, some of you doing inside events. Most of the outside events are basically
sometimes
done.
The tents, they do tents over there. And,
But those would be like structure, right?
Yeah, structure.
So they can heat
and
them.
Heat it as well. So the heaters and all that good stuff, sidewalls. But the only thing is, like, I guess if it snows on it, you're gonna have to take the snow off, and if not, that thing's gonna collapse.
Redo those fans and stuff. Make sure they're working.
Yeah.
Get all that stuff on that. If you're doing bounce houses right now in the snow, I mean, obviously you're not doing any really mini bounce houses probably in the snow right now.
I've seen some people do some bounce houses in the snow. We actually have done that, like with a couple people here. When Texas does snow, but like very rare.
It's been very rare, but it's been like every for the last 3 years it's been snowing.
It's my favorite time too.
This year I feel like it's not going to.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's like what, 70 something degrees?
It feels good outside.
It feels good.
You know, in Florida it's like 85.
Ooh.
It's like perfect. That's where Eddie wants to go. So if you see Eddie not on the show one day and he's gone, he's off the Florida fishing somewhere on the boat, probably stranded. Like that guy from, what's that show called? Lost?
Castaway?
No, Castaway. That's what it is. You're not getting on the plane.
Yeah, but I'll be in Pensacola, even though you say that's not really Florida, but that's where I'd like to go.
It's Florida, but it's like, it's a different part of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Different part.
That's my favorite.
It's for the better part, I should say, in some regards on there. So you said, so let's wrap this right here. So cost wise during the winter around the NRH, well, that's a gun show.
your shout outs.
From that part. So first you want to go through from December to February during the winter season. This is where you want to purchase stuff. Your stuff should be the cheapest around there. We're about to do some tents. Then we're about to buy like 12 or 17 or something tents. I don't know how many that we're about to get purchased, maybe a little more, so we can get all our tents in, because we're going to focus on tents next year and then redoing our chairs and making sure we have enough chairs across the board, because now that we have like almost 600 6-foots, we need to start having seats for everybody to sit in across the board and everything, and then cocktail tables, which are really big for us, all that right there. But this part right here is not in the checklist, but everything else that you can learn about this is in the checklist. So make sure you go check the checklist out. It has all this good information there. It's free. It's constantly being redone. So once we get your email and stuff, every time we update a section or add a new section there, we'll get it to you. You're not going to get a million updates, but every time we have a significant update, we'll send you a new copy so you can see it and you can go through it. And also, too, we love your feedback on it, on what you're doing, how you can help other people in there. We're going to start doing polls pretty shortly, to get a general consensus of what's happening in the rental industry, so everyone can learn, and we can learn as together and learn from all our feedback as well.
ARA, that's what it is.
ARA. So I was close.
I know it was A.
A something. American Rental Association. Yeah, ARA. Yeah, ARA. Yeah, I think it's ARA. Yeah, we want to go. We probably go next year. We want to go next year.
Yeah,
we'll go next year. We'll set some money aside. We'll go next year. So
then we're gonna go to Philippines.
Yeah. Well, we only can go to one.
Yeah.
Oh dang. We might think about that one.
So we're gonna be partying.
Yeah, you mean sleeping on what's named floor, Rachel's floor?
And the rooster's gonna attack me.
No. Hey, not put it there. But this is a short episode. Just quick to the point right here. The best time to buy. You're looking in QA session. This will be an answer in there. But the best time to buy is when you have the money, and preferably during the winter when it's cheaper on there, and you have some type of opportunity, and you know that you're gonna actually be able to put it out. But think about money, winter. So if you have money in the winter, you can purchase it. But just don't run yourself dry, because you don't know how long the winter's going to be. Okay. Especially if you're up north, your winters might be like, I know, like, we talked to a guy in Colorado, and the one you talked to, he was talking about it's really slow when it hits October, because it's basically snowing. And so it snows all the way until, like, February or March or something like that. And then, like, you know, that's like 4 or 5 months you got to be worrying about, you know, not really doing stuff. So you got to make your money during the summer and putting stuff out.
I remember just get some tents or stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure there's people still out there doing stuff. It just, you just have to have the right stuff at the right time. And I think that's what one thing that we know for sure. It's like, you know, the bounce houses and the water slides and all that. That's like spring and summertime. But like in Florida, they have it year round, so. You just got to learn your market and see where the demand is, and come up resolutions for it. So people are going to party regardless all year round. You're just going to have the resolution for them. Like, luckily, we also have venues that we rent out as well, so that if something happens, say, a bad weather or something like that, we have a resolution for all our customers. So, hey, you just want to come over here? Or you can come rent this venue out. It'll be just fine.
Yeah. Well, anything else more on the topic that you want to say?
I think that's about it.
Yeah, get the checklist if you haven't already, and if you want to get into the party rental space, and you don't want to do a lot of the other grimy hard work and stuff, and you just want to partner with us, and you know, and work on building a business with us, then we have stuff for you too. If you want consulting, want to talk, and that, reach out to us. Or if you just got a question, and you want a question answered, reach out to us.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to take me out to eat, no, just
fine. Yeah, or if you want to take Eddie out to eat,
and wife might get mad.
Yeah. Well, she can come too.
Yeah, right.
But if you want to take it, anything you want to do, look down in the description. We'll get you taken care of, answer your questions and stuff on that part. As I said about the other one, we already have one quarter. This quarter already kind of booked already, but we're looking for stuff for the next quarter. For someone wants to join and do a specialist events, event rental company with us, but it'll be over one specific item, a stage, a throne chair, or, you know, pipe and drapes, whatever it's going to be. And we'll do run that one item in the city. We'll do the construction part. You bring up some of the money, and then we'll get it taken care of. And then you get a return back on a monthly basis. So check it out. If it's something you're interested into, you want to get into it, get some good passive income, let me know. Other than that, thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie.
Yeah, that's Eddie.
All right, we'll catch you on the next one.
See you in the next one.